Cindy, all these battles, most of them, almost all of them, began during the previous administration, Bush administration, after 9/11. And since 2008, we have had a new administration in place. Tell us about President Obama and what kind of changes you've been observing or noticing with the new administration in all this.
Oh, this is so sad. The truth is we've seen not only no change under Obama on any of these issues, but frankly a ratcheting up of these things. We've seen arguments floated by the Obama administration in some of these cases that are even beyond anything that the Bush administration tried. It's extremely disappointing, I think, you know, because candidate Obama, and frankly Senator Obama when he was in the Senate, was a very strong champion of civil liberties, and candidate Obama said that he was going to restore civil liberties as a, you know, one of the important pillars of his campaigning, but once he got into office, I'm afraid he's completely abandoned all of that.
What do you think happened? What do you see as the reasons for this unbelievable change? Actually, sadly believable, because we are seeing the results, but
I think that, you know, I'm not an insider, but there have been a couple of insider reports from people that basically said that it was a political decision, that Obama felt like he needed to only pick a couple of battles with the Republicans and the more conservative folks who are very, very pro, you know, give the executive as much power as, you know, as a king, and that Obama decided that he didn't want to have that fight, and that he wanted to fight on health care and some of the other stuff that they fought on, and we can all disagree about how well that went, but that they decided they weren't going to pick any fights on civil liberties so that they could never be accused of being soft on crime or soft on terror, and it was purely a political decision. That appears to be a pretty consistent statement coming out of it.